This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we continue part four of the four-part series titled, Coping with Difficult Days.
So if the Spirit's willing, why not do it in the Spirit? Why not cast it over and use a spiritual means? God, I'm casting this. I can't do anything else about it. You take care of this for me. Meanwhile, just give me your peace, and I'll receive the peace. Recall God's promises. This is a message you have to remember, because all of us have challenging days. You don't have to have difficult days, but you may have difficult days. And on the way to your progress in God, before you get where you're a master and you just flow and you just got it, I have difficult days sometimes. And when I have difficult days, I got to come to myself and recall a promise of God. I've got to realize that I've got to get my peace back, because right now it's starting to get stirred up in my faith. I feel it draining out of me. And before long, I'm going to be saying negative stuff. I got to get my peace back. Recall the promise of God. Get your peace back. And then say, it's not me who can win this. God can win it. And I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I trust in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I don't question that. I can take it on when I know God's will. David did not go fight Goliath in his strength. I can take care of this. He said, how dare you defy the armies of the living God? My God has delivered me from the lion. He's delivered me from the bear. And surely my God, His strength, His power, His might shall deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. They said Goliath is like 10, 11 feet tall. Like tall as a basketball hoop. David was, they said, a small ruddy kid, small ruddy red-haired kid. And him standing against him, everybody knew, what can you do against him? David knew he could do against him, but David was the perfect example of totally not thinking about his strength. He said, the Lord hath delivered me from the lion. He had faith in God that we forget sometimes. And when we forget faith in God and put faith back in ourselves, we know the truth is, I just can't. I know I can't. I'm convinced I can't. I'm convinced you can't too. Everybody's convinced you can't. We know you can't. I can't either. None of us can. The flesh is weak. But can God do it is the question. Yeah, God can do it. You think He will? You know He's able. You think He will? I will that you prosper. I will that you be in help. Would it prosper me to learn how to deal with my finances? Yeah. Well, in that case, I can do it. Would it bring God glory if I deal properly with my money? Would it bring God glory if I become the head, not the tail? Well, I'll see how I can do it then. Because I can do it in His strength, because it's His will. I got to play my part. I have to read the book. I have to talk to the people to help me. I have to look at my finances, but I can do it. Because I can do all things through Christ. It's good to have good Christian fellowship with people of faith to stir you up. Because, see, we all fight in that same faith fight, and we all get faced with the opportunity to be discouraged. And it's good we got other people when you're not to yourself to bring you back to yourself. Oh, you're going to make it. You remember you told me God said you was going to do that. You're going to make it. Yeah, He did say that, didn't He? You know, the Lord's got favor. Look where He's delivered you. Remember the lion? Yeah. Remember the bear? Yeah. Well, why you worry about this one? The Lord hadn't changed. He's still just, He was almighty then. He's almighty now. There's nothing the devil can throw at you that you can't handle. Yeah, that's right. Then you get back in faith and you win. It's our faith, which is the victory that overcomes the world and all the worldliness in it. It overcomes. It overcomes. It rules over the top of it. Your faith. All Satan wants from you is your faith. If he can steal your faith, he's got your goods. Recall the promise of God, receive God's peace, reclaim God's power. And let's go to the fourth and final point. Recognize God's presence. Let's turn to Psalms 51. Recognize God's presence. When you're faced with difficult days, which you sometimes may be, and your growth in God, recall His promise. That's why it's so important to know the word so you can recall it. Recall it out of your spirit, not out of your notes. Have it down in your heart. So it comes right up immediately so the Holy Spirit can bring it back. Psalms 51, 10, 11 says, create in me a clean heart, God. Create in me a clean heart. This is a man who's not born again, but he loves God. Creating me a clean heart, O God, he admitted he didn't have the ability to do it because he didn't have the spiritual anointing to do it. So therefore, he had no choice. A close person to God had to ask God to do it because the sinner didn't care. But we don't have to ask God. We just got to take the word and go do it. Creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Yes. Cast me not away from thy what? And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. It says, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit. But the point here is that David did understand the importance of the presence of God.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
So therefore, he had no choice. A close person to God had to ask God to do it because the sinner didn't care. But we don't have to ask God. We just got to take the word and go do it. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Yes. Cast me not away from thy what? Presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. It says, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit. But the point here is that David did understand the importance of the presence of God. Now, he was asking that it not leave and all this kind of stuff, but we don't need to ask. We control whether it's there or not. What we need to do is understand that King David, a man who they said was a friend of God, a man who had a heart like God, King David understood he needed the presence of God with him. He knew he needed not to do things to grieve God. He knew he needed that, and he knew that the presence of God was his strength as well. There's power in the presence of God. Amen. There's power in knowing God is with you. Because when you stand there like the prophet did and like his assistant did, and he's looking out there with all those armies arrayed against him in the natural, and the guy's getting nervous, and the prophet's looking like, I'm not worried. Prophet had faith. The other one didn't. But the prophet also had discerning spirits. He saw a different picture than the man that walked after the flesh saw. And I guarantee you, you can get a spiritual person and a carnal person, and they can stand right next to each other, look at the same thing, and see it differently. Because you see from your perception. Doesn't it make sense? You perceive from your viewpoint, from your position. You see everything from your position in Christ. But I'm not saying you see everything from your position in Christ. I'm saying you see everything from your position in Christ. One man knows his full position in Christ. There's nothing that can cause me to have a difficult day. I have to choose that. I have to cooperate with Satan. That's the position I stand from. I don't see challenges the way you see challenges. I see them as, look at the pretty lights. The devil's busy again. A few years ago, he'd have got me. I'm not going for it now. Somebody else would be like, what are we going to do? You know, I was serving God and doing everything. And now they're talking about doing money. And they're going to lay me off. What am I going to do? And the other one's looking like, this too shall pass. You see everything from your position in Christ, but you have total control of where you're positioned in Christ at. By how much word you have command of, not have heard and forgotten. Like one minister said, people in America have forgotten more word than most people in the world will ever get to hear. But how much of it do you possess? The Lord told me, you only possess the word of God that you can command without notes, scriptures, or tapes, or anything else. Just you have it with you. You've already hidden in your heart that you might not sin. Whatever's in your notes, that doesn't necessarily mean it's in your heart. Whatever you got to go look up in the day of temptation, test, and trial, you don't have. You don't command. And remember, the Bible promises the Holy Spirit will bring the word of God in the day of testing, temptation. He will bring it to your remembrance. But if you haven't taken the time to remember it the first time, to make it a member of you, to put it in your heart, it ain't no read to member. Do you understand that? Re means to do again. Ain't no member. It's never been made a member of you. You're not putting it there. You're not keeping it there. I keep his word before my eyes, or I keep his word in my heart, or I keep his word constantly before me. That's what you got to do. Live in the word. You got to keep it there. You can't visit it on Sunday and Wednesday. You have to keep it there. The Word is in charge of your life at all times. Let's go on a little bit further. David recognized and valued the presence of God. Look at Psalm 16. Psalms 16:10 says, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell." Are there times in your life where you feel like your soul is in hell? Your soul is your mind, your will, emotion. So we're talking about mentally you feel oppressed and pressed on. Emotionally you feel distraught and fearful and fretful or whatever, or just hurting emotionally. And then the will, just like, I don't want to go to, I don't want to get to Word today. I just don't. Yeah, have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Okay, now David was saying, therefore my heart is, verse 10, it says, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell." You know, if God was going to do that for David, he'd do it for you.
Yeah.
If you have a difficult day where you missed it and you're in a real legitimate difficult time and you're just confused and your soul is oppressed, God will not leave your soul in hell if you do your part. "For thou would not leave my soul in hell, neither would thou suffer thine Holy Spirit to see corruption. For thou wilt show me the path of life." In the midst of when it's, you're in, as it were, in death, in the throes of death, and we're not talking about physical death, we're talking about emotional and mental and just those bad days where just like, I don't know if I can go another day, I don't know if I can, I feel like I'm losing my mind. God would not leave you in that hell. "Thou will show me the path of life." God will show you, with every temptation, test, and trial, the Lord provides an escape. He will show you the path out, the way to life, whether it's somebody saying it to you and you receive it, or whether the Holy Spirit brings you to your remembrance, you receive it, or you glimpse something on TV and you see it. God would not leave you there, but with every escape, you got to take it. If you don't take it, you will be left in that hell. "Thou wilt show me the path of life in thy," what?
"Presence."
In the presence of God is what?
"Fullness of joy."
At the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. In the presence of God, there's a fullness of joy. Now, David is the same one who wrote this one that said, "Lord, I understand your presence and I value that presence. Don't take the presence away from me, God. I need the presence." Why? David's saying, essentially, he's saying, "Lord, your presence is my joy. And your joy is my strength to overcome this soul hell. I need your presence with me, God. I need to sense." Now, David prayed for us and God answered and said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the earth." So thank God in the New Testament, he's with us always. He set up his abode. He lives on the inside of us. And all David could do was ask for it. "Lord, please don't take it away. Lord, please be near me. Lord, please be around me." God's presence was in the Ark of the Covenant and in that room of the Holy of Holies. When you walked away from there, you weren't in the presence of God.
Today's message has been titled Coping with Difficult Days, Part 4.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the Word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Antioch RV Rentals, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a Christian-owned